Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Philippians chapter 1 verses 21 to 30 and Matthew chapter 20 verses 1 to 16. The image that stayed with me is the marketplace late in the day. There are people still standing there. The working day is nearly over. Others have already been chosen, already been taken into the vineyard, already given the chance to earn what they need, but these ones remain waiting. Perhaps they weren't the strongest. Perhaps they were older, slower, less noticed, less valued. Perhaps they had simply been overlooked. Whatever the reason, their need was no less real. Their families still needed food. Their dignity still mattered. Their hope still flickered. And then the landowner comes back. That's the grace-filled surprise of the parable. The owner of the vineyard doesn't simply go once, choose the most useful workers, and forget the rest. He returns again and again. Morning, midday, afternoon, and even at the 11th hour. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus suggests, is like that. A persistent searching, a repeated invitation, a refusal to leave people standing unseen at the edges of survival. One thing preachers may want to notice is that the scandal of the parable isn't that anyone is treated unjustly. The workers who began at dawn receive what they were promised. Their complaint only begins when they see generosity extended to others. That's a sharp and very human moment. Comparison has an extraordinary power to corrode gratitude. We can be content until someone else receives mercy. We can feel blessed until another person is blessed in a way we didn't expect. The parable exposes the part of us that secretly wants grace to be generous, but not too generous. Available, but still somehow earned. Wide, but not so wide that it unsettles our sense of order. Jesus presses us beyond that. This isn't merely a story about personal envy, it's also a story about the economics of the kingdom of God. The landowner doesn't operate by strict timekeeping alone. He acts according to need, dignity, and compassion. He understands that a day's wage isn't simply a reward for productivity. It's the difference between hunger and bread. Placed alongside Philippians, the challenge deepens. Paul writes from prison with remarkable joy and steadiness. His future is uncertain. His freedom has been taken from him. Yet he's not consumed by resentment or fear. "For to me, living is Christ," he says, and he turns his attention not inward but outward. There's still fruitful labour to do. There are communities to encourage, churches to strengthen, and people to love. For worship leaders, this opens up a rich movement through the service. The prayers can hold together gratitude and justice. The call to worship can invite people out of comparison and into shared belonging. The prayer of approach can name our resentment, our fear of scarcity, and our tendency to measure ourselves against others. The assurance can proclaim that grace isn't a limited resource. God's love isn't reduced by being shared. The offertory is especially important this week. It can become more than a practical moment in the service. It can be framed as a sign of trust in God's economy, an act of gratitude, shared responsibility, and commitment to a world where there's enough for all. Children's talk ideas might begin with fairness. Many children instinctively understand the cry, "That's not fair!" But the parable invites a deeper question. What if fairness isn't only about everybody getting the same according to effort? What about everyone having what they need to live? They can open a simple and powerful conversation about kindness, sharing, and looking out for those who are left out. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation discover joy in uncertain times courage for the work still before us, and freedom from the resentment that keeps us from celebrating another person's blessing. May they help us see those still waiting in the marketplace. May they remind us that the gospel is carried by ordinary communities who continue faithfully where they are planted. And may they renew our trust that in God's economy there really is enough for all. The full worship at hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.